Welcome to DOT Port Washington News. Robert Wilson here with World News. In Africa, Malawar got hit with a devastating cyclone. Cyclone Freddy tore through southern Malawar. At least 190 people died, while 584 are injured. There are reportedly 37 missing. This cyclone has torn bridges down and broken buildings. They're still trying to figure out how to save these people, where these people might have went. And in other news, Taiwan has unveiled their new combat surveillance drones. They developed these drones because the threat of China is increasing over time. The military leader says, in response to the new global war trends, our military has been actively building asymmetric warfare capabilities. We don't know what this means for the U.S., but other U.S. news, wee bit. We got the Mexican president, Andres Manuel Lopez, argued after a week of three Americans were kidnapped at Mexico border, and he claims that Mexico is safer than the U.S. and there is no issue with traveling safely through Mexico. He says to the press a week after the incident, and he is still getting backlash. Now to Spencer with U.S. news.
The ISIS terrorist Saifullah Saipov, who launched an attack on an NYC bike path in 2017, is being convicted for life. The convicting jury was supposed to vote on a decision to enforce the death penalty on him, but because the verdict couldn't be unanimous, the final ruling worked in his favor. Saipov learned of his sentence when the jury in the penalty phase of his case told the judge of the Manhattan Federal Court that they could not figure out a final resolution to his trial. In a community in Harristown, County, Texas, a 3-year-old girl fatally shot her 4-year-old sister in an unintentional shooting. The sheriff made a statement saying that the situation was tragic, but very preventable. The 3-year-old shooter got a hold of a semi-automatic pistol, likely not fully understanding what it really was. The family was alerted of the gunshot when they heard the gunfire in the other room and ran to check on what it was, where they found their wounded daughter. The situation is still being investigated, and charges are likely to take place for the weapon not being properly secured. Recently, the U.S. is experiencing a large amount of people migrating to Canada in search for a better life and opportunity. A few days ago, a convoy of taxis and buses were traveling across the northern border of the United States into Canada. Since 2017, an increasing number of people keep flowing into Canada, unhappy with how the current state of the U.S. government has been. The problem Canada is facing is these U.S. citizens are going unlawfully. Illegal immigration, Prime Minister Trudeau is considering renegotiating the Safe Third County Agreement. And now to Engel.
Based Signature Bank crashed. Nassau County said that it had $95 million in the bank. The bank went under on March 12th, since roughly 90% of the bank's deposits are uninsured by the FDIC. In East Meadow, 10 people were hospitalized following a carbon monoxide leak last night, including 4 children. Nassau County Fire Department Chief Peter Cheswick said that the carbon monoxide measured nearly 1,500 parts per million, while a normal reading is from 0.5 to 5 parts per million. 3 men have been arrested after attempting to scam a Long Island Target for child car seats. They attempted to return seats that they never bought in the first place, and after they were figured out, one of the suspects drove off with an officer hanging out the window. The Nassau County Police have arrested a man who was in connection to multiple murders that occurred last year, including a shooting at a McDonald's in Hempstead. And now to Nate for business news.
Silicon Valley Bank crashed yesterday, causing the fall of multiple European stock markets in its aftermath. Despite desperate efforts to limit the fallout, bank shares dropped sharply, with Germany's Commerzbank falling more than 12% and Santander down by 7%, reflecting fears over the sector. In London, the FTSE 100 index closed 2.6% lower, with shares even falling after HSBC agreed to buy Silicon Valley Bank's UK arm. In other news, Japanese businessman and self-made billionaire Masatoshi Ito died on the 10th at the age of 98. Ito was known for his revitalization of the convenience store chain 7-Eleven, making it into the international powerhouse it is today. The entrepreneur, named the King of Convenience Stores, died of old age in his home city of Tokyo, Japan. Today, there are more than 83,000 7-Eleven stores around the world, with more than a quarter of them located in Japan. Now, Now to Baxter with sports.
Thanks, Nate. The New York Jets are currently thriving free agency and are expected to sign former Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard, as well as making a trade for future quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The third has shown many signs of displeasure with the Wisconsin franchise and is almost 100% heading to the Meadowlands. The World Cup is underway and is a thriller for all fans of America's pastime. Shohei is the face of the tournament and is making a statement on why he should be, making Japan a favorite for all. The U.S. met Canada in 7 innings last night with a final score of 12-2. That was not even close as surprising as Korea versus China, which ended after 5 innings. Final score was 22-2 in favor of Korea. The 10-game win streak and immediately fell into a 3-game drought. This ended Sunday night with a score of 112-108. The Knicks were led by Julius Randle, who dropped 33 points. Trent and Brooke Lopez were both ejected last night after a fight broke out. Last night, unsportsmanlike conduct by wrapping Giannis Antetokounmpo up for no apparent reason. Lastly, the Bruins are potentially making more history this year as they have 50 wins heading into the home stretch of the season. Now, with the annual bracketology segment, Caleb.
Thank you, Baxter. On Thursday, March 16th, 2023, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament March Madness will tip off. So today I'm going to list some teams under the 5 seed in this year's bracket. First up, I'm going to start with the Charleston University, ranked at 15 in the South Division. Charleston is a shooting squad who you cannot leave open. They crash on the paint and have amazing interior defense. They are going to play against San Diego State on opening day of the tournament. The odds of them winning is over 30%. Next, the Golden Eagles of Oral Roberts University, ranked 12 in the East, truly have a chance to beat number 5 Duke on tip-off day. ORU has 2 top players in the country, and they space perfectly around the court and can score from anywhere. These Summit League champions have a 20% chance to beat this not-so-dominant Duke team, and a lot of people have the upset of ORU beating Duke. One last team that has a tough matchup but could shock the world is Colgate University, ranked 15 in the West. Colgate is facing University of Texas, who is a team who is said could win the whole tournament. Texas might be shocked when Colgate is splashing threes and getting up in their game-changing defense. Colgate is the best shooting team in the NCAA right now, and they have a 10% chance to beat the Longhorns of Texas. Maybe we can see some huge updates on Thursday. Now,
the weather this week in New York is a rough one. We have a severe snowstorm, nor'eastern, coming into New York. It will hit New York City first, and then will make its way to Port Washington, Long Island. It's going to be a cold one the remainder of this week, so you don't have to wear a jacket, but it's advised. Today, in New York, the weather is a high of 39 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 34 degrees Fahrenheit. As of 11 a.m., it is currently snowing and is icy, so make sure walkers and drivers are careful of their surroundings. With live updates, snow, rain, and sleet start to form outside in New York City, especially the Astoria, Queens area. Even though the nor'eastern is threatening New York City and all of NY, we will once get through these severe weather conditions. 3 more months till summer. Now on to entertainment with Amanda.
Last night was the all-well-known Oscars, one of the highest-rising shows to around 18.7 million viewers from all around the world. According to data this morning, the audiences rose about 12% from last year, when there was around 16.6 million individuals watching. Shazam! Fury of the Gods, coming in theaters March 17th. The sequel shows the Shazam family dealing with the great threat of the Daughters of Atlas. Theaters predict this movie will go greatly and rise around a solid $36 million once released for a bit. Many think it will be shown in streaming services such as Paramount Plus and Netflix. Princess Diana's dress sells about $600,000 for over a week. Diana's purple silk velvet gown from 1889, designed by Victor Edelstein, was estimated to worth around $80,000 to $120,000. There were 4 bidders on one of her jewelry pieces purchased by Kim Kardashian, $197,453,000. Now Chase with Schreiber News.
I'm Chase with the latest happenings at Schreiber. Cinderella the play kicked off here at Schreiber, played by a number of talented students and staff. It was a great turnout, with the auditorium being filled to max capacity as audience members looked on, being left with a beautifully orchestrated play. Spring sports! started up yesterday, as more become open as the week progresses, and it's anticipated that there will be many new athletes coming onto the pitch. Down Syndrome Awareness Day is March 21st, and in recognition, Shriver students are invited to wear crazy socks to symbolize the uniqueness of the extra chromosome. On to Robert with offbeat news.
The beloved Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are creating a vegan option for their delicious snack. The Hershey Company said on Tuesday that March 8th, the new plant-based Reese's Cup will be for sale this month. The chocolates are made of oats instead of milk. The Hershey Company is looking to make a healthier and more delicious alternative. In Colombia, a recently proposed ship to send invasive species of hippo to India. There are nearly 70 hippopotamuses that could be potentially shipped to India to control the hippo population in South America. An ice cream parlor in Germany is looking to expand their different ice cream varieties, creating a new cricket-flavored ice cream. Thomas Moclino's store in southern Germany's town of Rothenburg is featuring the ice cream with brown crickets on top.
And that's WDOT News. Thank you for listening.